Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May the 17th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor, Mr. Mike Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
We've got an interesting quote this morning. It comes from somebody named Suzuki. I can pronounce that part.
Is he the violin player?
I don't know.
Oh.
S-H-U-N-R-Y-U.
I don't know.
I can't even tell you the sex.
Okay.
All right. But I can tell you the quote.
All right.
We ourselves cannot put any magic spells on this world. The world is its own magic.
Oh,
Isn't that kind of cool?
I'm going to say that's the violin player. This is my guess.
That kind of sounds that kind of a perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy. Hey, before we get rolling too far, last Friday, Bill Gillespie, fire chief for Humboldt Bay,
yep,
was talking about the challenges they have with the railroad station.
Okay.
And Old Town.
Yes.
The metal building.
Yes.
He says they have fires there 3-4 times a year. They have guys crawling around and all kinds of stuff we don't want to talk about.
Right.
Hypodermic needles, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes they have to rescue bodies from the people that are in there and don't know where they are.
Okay.
Et cetera, et cetera.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything that the Railroad Authority can do? Can that building get taken down? Can it be pulled apart? It seems like it's a liability for the county. It's a liability, obviously, for the city. It's a liability for the Rail Authority.
Hold on. I was
et cetera, et cetera. So.
Just let, you know, full disclaimer, it's not in the county's jurisdiction.
Within the political bounds of Humboldt County.
Yeah, it is within the political bounds of Humboldt County. I am not sure totally of the ownership of that. And what we're talking about is the building that's the old depot on the balloon track in Eureka. And
right, Robin Sherry owned the property.
They do.
The Rail Authority owns the building.
I'm not so sure about that. I think there's a conflict about that. And I think
Think?
Yeah. I don't think that's been resolved. So I don't know.
Cloudy?
I don't know. Heard. I have heard that both versions of this, and so I couldn't. And I'm not privy.
I can find out this morning.
Probably, but I'm not privy to things. But I think one of the what that really sort of brings up, though, is that I was at the NCRA meeting last week.
Oh, so you saw the guys?
Right. And so. And that subject came up, and it just, from my perspective, I think what's interesting about it is that we have this agency, which is the NCRA, that's it's a multi-county agency, and that has said over and over now, saying a lot, more than once, that there's no real intention to reconnect rail from the north to the south, that there isn't any.
Yeah, and the north-south line is pretty much shot.
Right. And then there's not a lot of belief in our community that that's a thing within our lifetime. So the question I think we should really start having, I suppose, as part of that is, why do we have this governing agency that requires these people to come up from Sonoma and Marin or vice versa? What's in it for Humboldt County?
Yeah, it's a will itself.
Right. So maybe we should begin to consider maybe separating out the Humboldt County section for Humboldt County under our control, and then we wouldn't have to have these conversations in these sort of very convoluted and inefficient ways. And
would that be something difficult to do?
I don't know. Okay. It's just something I think it's a question that needs to be, that people need to start asking in order to just have more efficient governance of the assets and the resources that are in Humboldt County.
Well, and for those in the other
parts
of the area also.
Exactly.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Wilson. Mike, some of the different challenges I think are intriguing that you get to play with. It seems like every time either somebody new comes on the board or the first of a year,
yep,
which aren't necessarily connected, that there's a revelation, a recognition. Boy, we've got a lot of folks that are helping us in our committees and advisory boards and whatever. But boy, do we have a lot of openings on our committees and advisory boards.
Yeah.
Is it your sense that folks are unaware of the opportunities that are out there to volunteer or lack of interest?
I think they do know
that these things are out there.
I think that for the most part, it's lack of knowing that those opportunities are available. I think the interest is definitely higher now than it's been in a long time. I think certently this last election cycle at the federal level has energized a lot of people to be more involved at the local level and understanding that, you know, that's really important. I tell people all the time, you know, spending your efforts and your thoughts and your in terms of politics at the local level is always more effective in changing the world around you than the national. The national is more fun, and certainly
bigger splashes,
and the media is more involved in it. And because it's just where they're spending their time and efforts, and it's actually harder and less efficient for the media to spend time on local issues. Although you guys do a good job of it, and Humboldt County has a lot of wealth of local media in that regard. It's still, you'll spend 1% for the typical person on what is local politics, but that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where policies are actually done. I mean, no matter who you vote for at the national level, if you want competent people to bring those resources back into your community, you have to vote for them. You have to encourage them. I think a lot of folks are really more in tune with that right now. And so we are actually filling up a lot of these committees now more readily than we have done before. And so
the committees that the county has.
Yeah, which are many. I encourage people to look them up
just
online.
As we were talking about the Choo Choo train station.
Uh-huh.
Other than for historical purposes.
Uh-huh.
Could you take the same perspective and look at the county commissions and committees and go, is it needed? Should it be folded? I mean, there's been a lot of consolidation at the department level.
Right.
Has there been the same efforts to do that at the advisory level?
Yes and no. I mean, that does happen occasionally. I think there is a bit of that conversation occurring again right now because there are interests in certain committees, and then there's a review of those, some of those committees that the county have that haven't met in a long time. And the question is why do they exist as standing committees if they aren't meeting? You know, and because and just for a little bit of education, you know, there's a difference between what's an ad hoc committee, which is a committee that has a, you know, defined time frame and a defined mission, versus a standing committee, which is just open forever. And the thing is standing committees, like the supervisors and like any of the commissions around or any of the city councils, are covered under what's called the Brown Act. And it's basically a disclosure law that allows the public the transparency and for each of those commissions, and it requires some administration and it requires some resources to actually do that. It requires 72-hour notice, both in paper and on the website. It requires ADA access. It requires a lot of stuff, and so as we reevaluate these committees, we want to make sure that we're not putting resources into committees that don't need that aren't having that kind of participation. On the other side, we do have openings on some of the committees. I'm right now seeking. I have 3 seats to fill on the Fish and Game Advisory Committee, and so I'm letting people know that they can put in their applications for that. And I'm still reviewing for that. I am encouraging.
What does that one do?
Well, it's a good question. Basically, it serves at the behests of the board for the most part, but it reviews policies related to fishing, hunting, natural resources, restoration, that sort of stuff.
So it's outdoorsy stuff, but it's also the restoration?
It does. Yeah, well, because they're
kind of like a DU membership.
They're tied together, really, you know, because as, you know, we do a lot of our restoration work around Humboldt County and around Humboldt Bay for the purposes of creating habitats. And then the outcome of that habitat is more
ducks,
more fish, more, you know, more of those kind of resources that then the, you know, that we would want to use either to look at or to hunt and fish. Or
so is that a group that is under the county?
Yes.
Or is that the county's group under state fish?
No, no, game? No, no. It's totally separate. Matter of fact, because it would be called fish, because the state's converted to Fish and Wildlife is there the way that they don't call it Fish and Game anymore. And so this is still Fish and Game. The county hasn't changed its terminology. It's a Fish and Game Advisory Commission. It is under, it's appointed. Each board member gets 3 seats to appoint to that. And so I have 3 that are open right now. And so I'm asking for applications. And that's a good example. We have the Human Rights Commission. We have all kinds of other commissions. One of my main points, though, is that a lot of folks say, well, I want to be involved, but maybe I don't want to be on the commission. I say, well, then just go to those meetings. You look them up. There's, you know, if you have an interest, you don't have to be on the commission or on the committee to have input.
Wade in at the shallow end of the pool.
Yeah, you go.
But if you like it,
yeah,
worry about the other later.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And
I would think you'd want to do that before you had any express formal interest anyway. If you don't know what they do.
It's always helpful. It's always helpful, but not required.
Yeah, but when you get the questionnaire, then why?
Yeah.
You got something to fill in instead of, I got a phone call at the middle of the night.
Right. No, we are trying to encourage not just involvement, but involvement of a diverse community. And so it's not just people who are directly involved in that exact same thing. You want some diversity in those voices.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Mike Wilson. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Mike, one of the commissions, not sure which it is, that I think is coming more and more into the focus of a lot of us is the Airport Advisory Committee Commission.
Yep. I can't remember it.
All right. The Airport Advisory C.
I think it's a committee.
All right.
Yeah.
There are some that are saying economic development potential. Mm-hmm. Others are saying we need to focus just that one component and everything all in between. And,
right.
You know, we got outside folks saying, well, our people with information about outside going, we need to model after fill in the blank city, county.
Right.
And others saying, well, no, we have to.
Yep.
It seems like there's more and more
interest.
And opinions being expressed, whether
that's
they're
good.
Informed or not, don't let that one get in the road.
Right.
What is your perspective about the airports of Humboldt County and how best to work, develop, and manage them?
I have some opinions about that, but I'm waiting a little bit for the county, the supervisors have commissioned a governance study to really look at how we look at our airport. Currently, our airport is under a public works department, and there are some places around the country where that's the case, but it's not actually, you know, it's not most airports either are, have their own districts, are part of a port district. So if you think of like the, you know, many county and city airports, if you think of like most of the airports that you know about are actually part of port districts and say like Tacoma, Seattle, same as the ships, San Francisco, Oakland. I mean, it's very common that you would that you would combine. It's one model. Another model is that it's its own separate, like I said, district, or that it's its own separate division within the county. So those are some different models we could be looking at. And so this study is going to be trying to evaluate, like, what are these different ways to look at it? I think another thing that...
Wouldn't you, I mean, you certainly have the experience as a port commissioner.
Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't that be a heavy load on volunteers?
Well,
if there was a combining of the two, or... I would think that that would be, and you know, outside looking in, of course.
Yeah.
The port is the port. The airports are the airports. I mean, in most places
they're combined. They're considered. As a matter of fact, I mean, port districts have the ability to not just do airports, marine ports, railroads, roads. I mean,
it's more of a public transportation commission.
Exactly. That's the way that they look at themselves in most places. And so even...
So you wouldn't have a public... Our public works director would be...
You would have...
In these spots.
Yeah.
It has a whole different job description?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a port. Okay. It's part of the port. So you would have an airport deputy for the airport part and someone working for the marine part. And so it's not...
An elected board being...
Either you have... Some places have elected boards. Some places have appointed boards. So some port districts are appointed rather than elected. They're different.
That would be weird. I'm thinking different.
Yeah, it's different.
Because if you're going to appoint me on there, now I'm in charge of over staff.
Yeah, I don't want you to... I'm not advocating for any one option.
A different model.
There's just these different models, right? And so we're going to be looking at that as part of this study, or the study is going to be looking at all these different models and seeing... And then sometimes you have the county can own the property, but then lease it to another district. I mean, there's all these other options. And it's not just our commercial airport up in McKinleyville.
No, it's Neyland.
Neyland, Murrayfield, and then really evaluating all of those and what are the effectiveness of each one of those and what is their long-term sustainability? Because...
Which ones are sinking in the swamp and
exactly.
which ones aren't. Yeah.
Right. And so that's something to really be looked at. And so that's what we're doing. And
so this study, is it a 2 or 3 month study? Is it a multi-year study?
I think it's a few months. Yeah, it's not going to be.
So you should have something by summertime then.
By the end of the summer, I think we're going to have something that we can begin to discuss and talk about. Certainly even the committee that you mentioned, you know, right now that's very populated with pilots. And there's always been an assumption in, you know, for us in Humboldt County that the advisory committee for the airport be populated with pilots. And in many places, they only open up one seat for a pilot because they view their airports as enterprise zones, as enterprise agencies, as many ports do. And they are places for the encouragement and for the incubation of businesses, and that's worked really well.
Sure.
And so I think there are many folks who would like to see more of that kind of activity in the Humboldt County airports, as well as you know, the port district has been advocating for that for a long time out on the peninsula as well. And so it's a new model for us, but it's something that a lot of other places have been doing for a long time, been really successful at.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Mike Wilson.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Wilson. Mike, the concept of revisiting or reevaluating how the county has the airport structured, I guess.
Yeah,
or
governance.
Management governance, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think that would be, a good template to do for all of the county operated properties.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, you know, you certainly have got maintenance issues. You've got how many buildings are we renting and can we do it better? And then is that part of how committees and commissions are developed? Is you kind of look at and go, well, you know, maybe we ought to, and start out as an ad hoc. If it makes sense, great. Make it a standing committee. If not, okay, your one task is thank you very much, and let's move on.
Well, we have done that. I mean, when I say we, the county, because I've only been a supervisor for a few months, so I, you know,
I was on the budget task force the last time around.
For instance.
Okay, dandy. Right. One topic took 2 years. One topic, okay,
right.
Now we move on. I would think that that kind of a singular focus would give you tremendous opportunity to get informed and educated insights on
right.
whatever the biggest issue is that you're having to play with.
We do have ad hoc committees for those various things. But when we're talking about sort of the asset management of Humboldt County, many counties and many districts are moving to a much more, I would call it currently, like a sophisticated asset management program where they're using real databases tied to real geographic information systems so that you can really tie all those things together. And I think we're starting to move in that direction, certainly because you have assets in terms of properties, buildings, equipment. They're tied together via insurance. They're tied together via their maintenance schedules.
Yeah, with all the pooling and cross-funding. Yeah, all
and, the stuff. And then as the county is really, a lot of our facilities are aging or aged or past their lifespan, we're starting to really look at facility planning. What is the county facilities going to look like and how are they going to interact into the future? And we really need to start planning that. And that some of that has started, but looking at it on a broader scale is something that we will begin to do. And part of that now, when we talked about last time, the ADA stuff is kind of kicking that off and helping us to move in that direction. And hopefully the work that's going to be done for the ADA upgrades is going to help create the function of making that sort of facilities plan broader. And so we're looking to do that. And airports is part of that too, right?
I think ADA kind of cuts across department.
Well, it cuts across everything because it's brought to us by the federal government, and so it's coming down on us from the Department of Justice.
You forgot to say our friends at the federal government.
Some folks there are our friends. It's true, and some folks don't know about us that much, and so they don't maybe have a lot of empathy or understanding because they're far away, and so we're going to be working on those relationships for sure.
Does the state have similar edicts that the county is having to deal with that may be surprising for folks?
Not that I really know. I'm not related to the ADA stuff.
Not related to ADA, but just in general. So things that have to be dealt with or have to be contended with.
I mean, we have building code, I suppose. There's that. Okay. And then there is the mandates for, sort of the general plan and housing and those sorts of things.
Some of the elements, I guess.
Some of the elements. And so, I mean, the county really is an arm of the state. That's its function, is to basically administer the programs of the state. I mean, that's 95% of what county government does.
You mentioned the general plan a couple of times.
Yeah.
Is that a complementary document to what we're talking about, either with these various committees, ad hoc or standing?
It's the guiding
document.
What
their role can be and what you're looking for from them, as well as the airport and some of these other things. Is there that opportunity to kind of integrate everything together?
It's supposed to be, assuming it's a real planning document. I mean, I have my thoughts and opinions about that that might not be the majority of the board, and so I will tend to shy away from that and in this arena, but that's the point of a general plan, is to have that kind of that future thought.
Thanks for coming by, sharing a couple thoughts with us.
Anytime.
Alrighty, see everybody tomorrow.